Hi, welcome to Look Up, Live Bold with Katie Kamensky. I'm so glad that you are listening to this today. And I just wanted to say a few things to your heart as you listen to this podcast. We are all experiencing the issues of the last days. And so in the middle of those issues, we continue to do what Jesus told us to do. Yes, look up, because he said our redemption draws nigh. So in the middle of all the darkness, in the middle of all the gross darkness, in the middle of all the sin that's surrounding us, in the middle of issues, in the middle of all the division that the enemy is causing, we can literally look up, not just with our physical eyes, but I believe Jesus is talking about our hearts. So what's the condition of your heart today? Is your heart overwhelmed with sadness and depression? Is your heart overwhelmed with worry? Because whatever's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. We all know this, right? So I would ask you to take an inventory of what you've been saying. Because sometimes we say things and then we're like, where did that come from? But it really did come from your heart. So the first thing we need to do when we decide to look up with our lives is we have to do a heart check. What does our heart look like in regards to our walk with Jesus? And so the Bible tells us that out of our heart flows the issues of life. So that means if you're in the middle of something that you don't know how to get out of, then that's really what you're going to be talking about all the time. So as a Christian, the Bible tells us to renew our minds according to the Word of God. So when you begin to feed yourself with the Word of God by reading it, listening to it, hearing your pastor preach it, and you really, really draw on the anointing, then you begin to fill your heart with the Word of God. And in the meantime, while you're filling your heart, you're also renewing your mind. And I love how one of the pastors that I listen to, she says that when a thought comes that is not from the Word of God, and it's either your own thought or a thought from the enemy, that in that moment, you have to answer it. Thoughts cannot be taken away or overcome by thinking other thoughts. No, thoughts are overcome by what you speak. So I encourage you today, the more of the Word you get in your heart, the more of the Word will come out. And the more you'll be able to look up, and the more you'll be able to live bold. And you know, I'm thinking about living bold, okay? In this day and age, if you're a Christian and you walk close with Jesus, you are going to stand out like a sore thumb. We are living in the day that they call evil good and good evil. We're living in the day of lawlessness. We're living in the day where people, it says in the book of Timothy, that the people that we have to pastor as pastors would be heady and high-minded, and they would be disobedient, and they would be rebellious, and on and on and on the list goes. So as pastors, as believers, if we're going to keep looking up with hope in our hearts that Jesus is coming soon, then that means we have to be feeding ourselves the Word, answering those thoughts that are against the Word with the Word, canceling them out completely. It all starts in our mind. It's the battlefield. That's what they call it, the battlefield of the mind. And so if you can work at changing your mind, then what you're thinking on will get into your heart, and what you have in your heart will come out of your mouth. And if you decide you want to look up and live bold, living bold means you speak what the Holy Spirit tells you to speak in the moment he tells you to speak it to the person he tells you to speak it to. So I encourage you today to look up, live bold, but it all starts with your thoughts, and it all starts with what you're saying. And what you have to do is check your heart. What's in your heart? If there's bitterness, if there's offense, then you are not going to be able to get to that place where you can look up, because you'll always be looking down or looking around. But the Bible says to look up because our redemption draws near. So I have hope today, even in the middle of chaos. There's a song that I love, and it says, I still have joy in the middle of chaos. I still have peace that I can't comprehend. I love that. And it reminds me, stay steady. Stay listening to the Word. Stay listening and drawing from the Word when your pastor's preaching. Don't allow any distractions. Take authority over your mind when he or she is preaching. Get rid of all the chatter. Get rid of all the clutter. Get rid of listening to all these other ministers that you don't even know who they are. Don't allow that into your heart, but allow who you know God has placed over your life. And once that gets into your heart, you'll be able to speak boldly. You'll be able to live boldly. You know, living bold also means to not say things at certain times. So you have to learn to recognize when the Holy Spirit is telling you to just be quiet and smile. Remember that cartoon? Smile and wave, boys. And I think about that a lot of times. You'll want to, you know, just like be snippy snappy, you know, and I'm speaking to me right now. But when we stop and we say, no, Holy Spirit, should I say that right now? Should I not say that? Or should I say that? And take that moment and pause. And if he says no, and listening and obeying his voice, you'll be able to live even bolder. So I encourage you today, check your heart, check your thoughts. And it takes work. Just like when we're working out with our physical body, it takes days. It doesn't just take overnight. I wish it was overnight, but it takes days. It takes weeks. It takes dedication. It takes integrity with the word of God. It takes tenacity. And so check your heart, check your mind, feed and draw on the anointing from the gifts that God has placed over your life. Get rid of all bitterness. Get rid of all unforgiveness. Get rid of all offense. And you know, one other thing, stop holding grudges. Don't even let a grudge get in there for a second. Recognize when there's a grudge and ask the Holy Spirit to heal your heart from those who have hurt you.